This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, October 4th. God's word for you today is at war. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 7, verse 23 and 25. And it says, "But there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So, you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law. But because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin." You may not realize it, but the truth is, there is a constant war going on around you and within you, and the battle is for your mind. There is an ongoing battle to take control of your mind, because the force that controls your mind controls your life. That is why this battle is so crucial, because whatever gets your mind gets you. If God gets your mind, God gets you. If the enemy gets your mind, the enemy gets you. My prayer for you is that God will get your mind and God will control your mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5 says, "We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. This aspect of metamorphosis controls every other aspect of metamorphosis. If you can control and get the mind, you have every other thing locked down, and every other thing easily falls into place. The mind is the seat of control of the individual. Strongholds are in the mind. Though we are humans and we live in the flesh, our warfare is not carnal. The scripture says it is knocking down the stronghold of human reasoning. It is the stronghold of human reasoning that keeps people away from the best that God has for them. Mostly, the distance between where you are and where God wants you to be is in your mind. If God can shift your mind and cause there to be a metamorphosis, a shift of the mind, God can take you to that new place. The question is, how do I make my mind mine? How do I take control of my mind? I want to ponder and meditate, but every time I want to ponder, I end up wondering. When I want to ponder, I wonder. Whenever it is time to pray, I tend to drift away. These things I am sharing with you are things that God has taught me to help me stay in control of my mind. Being in control of my mind meant seeing the transformation happen in my life. So, to make the most of my life, to have mental metamorphosis, to experience and enjoy consistent mental health, there are a few things we need to do. We will get into this beginning tomorrow. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. My love, my life, it all belongs to you, belongs to you. Belongs to you. Yes, I surrender it all. Yes. It all belongs to you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.